Well, hello and welcome to this Sunday's Night Supporters Club podcast. I've got to say, hasn't the weather been fantastic this weekend? It has been absolutely lovely. One of those rare early season spells where everything feels possible. I've loved every single minute of it. Sunshine, fresh air, plenty of time to get stuck into the garden. Anyway, hope you're well. Hope you have had a great weekend yourself. Now, I've been up to quite a bit this weekend. The kitchen garden has had its proper spring tidy up. The grass is cut, the beds are looking sharp, and I've sown and potted on even more plants. It's that time of the year when every corner of the garden seems to be calling for attention, and it's satisfying to see it all start to take shape. Now, down on the allotment, we have planted our potatoes. This is always a milestone moment in the growing year. We have also put in a good shift, clearing more weeds and spreading compost across the beds. Hard work, but the sort that leaves you feeling good at the end of the day. Now, of course, you will hear more about my weekend in tomorrow's main podcast. But I've got to say, it has been a cracking weekend for progress. Now, part of growing our own is the desire to be more self-sufficient. With energy prices still climbing, I have been given some serious thought about solar power, for the shed. Now, this comes from the fact that I've already got an all-powers power pack, which is a 2000 watt, and it has been brilliant. I've used it to power up the chainsaw recently, which really, really surprised me. But it's got me thinking about setting it up permanently in the shed with a solar panel just to keep it topped up. Now, I think this is going to be a bit easier than trying to run mains power down to my shed, and it opens up quite a few possibilities. Now, if it does work and I can get reliable electricity in a shed, I can finally start building things like the potting bench and things that I've got in the back of my mind of all these jobs and tasks that I want to do, all these projects that seem like a lot of fun. But also, importantly, I could add light and a bit of power for charging tools and space to work through the busy growing season, and even power for out in the garden. There's just lots of plans and ideas just bubbling away in my head at the moment, and that's always a sign that I'm getting excited for the growing season. Now, added to that, today is the day that we sowed the spinach Virofly. This is a classic variety known for producing big, tender leaves. And to grow it is really quite simple. I sow mine in plug plant starters, one seed per cell. And I filled up the plug plant starters, as always, with seed sowing compost. Now, this is a crop that likes cool conditions, so early spring is a perfect time to get sowing. But I do recommend sowing little and often, every couple of weeks, just to keep a steady supply coming in. Once the seedlings are large enough to handle, we can then pot them up into bigger pots with plenty of moisture. The view would be we'll get them out into the garden as soon as possible as well, once we are not hitting a freezing temperature, I would say, unless they are under protection. And then once they're out there, we just got to make sure we keep them with plenty of rich soil, plenty of moisture in the soil, and that should be fine. And then simply we just harvest the outer leaves first and keep moving to the center as they grow. That way you get a long productive run from each plant. Now, it's one of these crops that do earn its space, especially if you enjoy fresh greens throughout the season, and I certainly do. And what I find is that the more you pick, the more you get. One of the key things I have to say with the spinach, try to never let it dry out and never let it get too hot. Otherwise, it tends to bolt, and that is not what we want at all. Really, really good thing to grow. I love growing spinach. Really tasty, good in a wide range of meals. What I tend to do is I pick it almost daily, pick a few leaves every single day, and if we're not going to eat it that day, we will then freeze it there and then. As easy as that. That way we always have plenty. Now, freezing spinach is really, really easy. There's two ways of doing it. You can just blanch it by putting it in a pan of boiling hot water. It will shrink, and then I pop that into an ice cube tray and pop that in the freezer. That way you've got little blocks of spinach. Or you could just pick it and freeze it like that. It doesn't work so well like that. I find blanching it is better. And like I say, just in a nice cube tray, and that will give you plenty of spinach. That's how you get it when you buy it in the bag as well. So well worth growing for that very reason. One of the key things I also know with spinach is that when you blanch it, when you cook it, it does reduce down by quite a bit. And often if you buy a bag of spinach from the freezer section in the supermarket, that bag is probably an entire bathtub full of spinach. That's how much spinach you get and how much it reduces down by. So pick plenty, pick it often, but treat it like it needs a lot of care. Well worth it. Really is well worth it. Now, it is a Sunday, so I like to set you a bit of a mission for you to do throughout the week, a bit of a challenge. And I wondered what I was going to do. Now, I thought, well, it might be nice we would do this week is just find out from you what salad greens you are growing at the moment. So I want to know, and you can send me a picture of what salads or anything like that you have growing at the moment. Now, if you have nothing, don't be afraid to say that. That's fine. But if you do have some salads, then let me know what you are growing, how's it going, and why you are growing it, whether you like it or not. Really nice, easy one for you there. Well, that is it for this Sunday night check-in. I hope you have had a good weekend. I, of course, will be back on the main podcast tomorrow, which is I'm looking forward to putting together. Normally I try and get ahead of myself on a Sunday, but I haven't managed to do it today because it has been such a busy time. I'm hoping next weekend weather is just going to be as good. Anyway, that is it for tonight. You take care. I'll speak to you again next time. So until then, please take care.